This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. During a few rainy days, yes, rainy days, three in a row, but during those rainy days, these three rainy days in a row, drizzly days, I want to say, I rearranged the room in our 1991 Marvelette that I call my office. When our daughters moved out of their two little rooms down the hall in that trailer, those rooms stayed the same for a while, sort of like daughter museums, but finally those rooms became repurposed, a word I wasn't even sure if it's a real word. I hear it a lot. I finally had to look it up in a dictionary, but I can tell you now that repurposed since 1984 has been a transitive verb. Anyway, one room I claimed as an office. You know, for important stuff like sitting in a chair and looking at all the cool books on the shelves of the office walls. And, of course, pulling one or two or three down and reading. I had a laptop in there, too, and there's a lot of information on the Internet. But is there anything better than gleaning info from books? No. Take it from me. And in my office, the books are references, floras, herbals, field guides. And I'm confessing to you quietly. Then I have a herpetology section, a mammal section, a plant section, and of course, those sections have categories. Like the mammal section has deer or elk or beaver or big cats. Sad. I know. And listen, if there's an empty spot up on that shelf, well, I filled it up with skulls and arrowheads and antlers and old rusty cans, right? I know. And on those rainy days, I decided it all needed to be rearranged. I needed some new order, at least on those shelves, right? Well, I found some treasures, and of course, everything had to stop when you pulled down a treasure, like a badger skull. And if Ms. Mosquitie was home, I'd walk down the hall with an object and recount the tale that came with it. Look at this arrowhead. I was out there hunting mule deer off Freeman Road near Black Mountain, blah, blah, blah. I noticed the next day, Ms. Mosquitie stayed at work a few extra hours. Not everyone is into rocks and rust and bones. On one shelf, I moved a collection of bookmarks and a cool prism you could look through and you could see 30 or 40 images. You could pretend you were a fly, right? Oh, yeah, good stuff. But listen, I found a large dry moth. I must have put that there last fall, a beautiful hawk moth. You know, I remember last fall I was out in our barn running some electrical line, and I found this dry moth, a very large dry moth, up on a beam. It was so beautiful, and I had no idea what it was. I mean, it looked like a sphinx moth, but hawk moths are in the sphinx moth family, so maybe I'll stick to hawk moth. But thanks to books, did I mention in the insect section I have a Lepidoptera category? And some articles, and yes, the Internet, I had a Eumorpha typhon, a large hawk moth, and the borderlands of Arizona and New Mexico are its northernmost range in the Southwest. And this is cool. I found an article titled Nectar Usage in a Southern Arizona Hawk Moth Community. The community being the Santa Rita Experimental Range. And among the 14 species of hawk moths listed in this research, there was Eumorpha typhon, and they fed on the nectar of agaves and datura. Yeah. This magnificent hawk moth visits agave palmeri for nectar and also Wright's datura wrightii for nectar. And before I forget, Eumorpha translates to beautiful form, and typhon means whirlwind. Beautiful form, well, I mean, it's four wings with black and brown and gray markings and hind wings with this same sort of markings but a massive splash of red near the body. So around the Mosquitie homestead, you know, we have many palmer agaves, but they're not blooming. They're not going to bloom anytime soon. But over the last few years, we've had an abundance of datura wrightii. And I shout, now I look at them and say, that's for you, Eumorpha. Yeah. And the larval food of Eumorpha typhon, it's grape leaves. It's grapes. I'm not kidding. It's grape leaves. And all around the Mosquitie homestead, I've planted Vitis arizonica, the canyon grape, the native canyon grape, and it clambers over trees and fences, and I got everything. I'm telling you, I got everything Eumorpha typhon needs. So this coming summer, I'm hoping to get photos of larvae and whirlwinding adults visiting grapes and daturas. Oh, yeah, the desert is magical. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.